Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. In this case, we've got two candidates running for the Derby School Board. There are three running for re-election. We need to get all three re-elected. That being said, joining us now are Jennifer Neal and Michael Blankenship. Guys, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, your mics are on.
It's okay.
So be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say.
You'll
be fine. Let me start with this. This is one of the nice opportunities that we have because we have a conservative majority on the Derby School Board. I'm familiar a little bit with the Derby School District because when I was a state rep, I represented part of the Derby School District. But this is an interesting one because I understand that you've had an opportunity. While you've been on the Board of Education, you've had some opportunities to, shall we say, let's be polite and say butt heads with the school district. I mean, I know at one point you had to kind of slap them down a little bit, maybe put them on notice for a period of time and it wasn't about anything other than performance. From what I understand, and this was in conversation with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter, but he was explaining that you kind of had to remind them that it should be about achievement and academic performance, and for some reason district leadership didn't quite share that same mindset.
Yeah, I think for a really long time in Derby, believe it or not, there was just not a majority on the school board who would really ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, that was the impression I had too.
And I got to give the admin a little bit of credit. They weren't used to it. You know, they were just used to a board getting up there and rubber stamping things and not really pushing back. There were a few over the years that did that, but not in a majority case at all. So that was a big change. Our very first meeting, never forget that one. Yeah.
Well, and Jennifer, tell me if I'm wrong, but my experience with talking to other school board members, particularly conservative ones, it's almost like the Kansas Association of School Board almost instructs board members, just do what your superintendent tells you to
do.
You're rubber stamp, essentially.
Well, we're supposed to be at this top of the watchtower, and we're not really supposed to get down in the weeds or know the real ins and outs. We're just supposed to be up at the top, and they use the watchtower analogy a lot because I've been quoted it on multiple occasions. It's a whole nother world. And I had no idea what I was getting into. All I was thinking when we first did it, I'm a nurse practitioner. So I thought this COVID stuff, I'd watch these board meetings. And I'm like, this is the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. Like, why are they doing this? And I would just be yelling at the laptop watching these board meetings. And I'm like, they need somebody up there that knows this stuff. They need to, you know, we need more common sense. And I saw myself looking at the laptop, just yelling at it. And my kids were there. And I'm like, oh, no, I always preach to them, one, if you're going to complain about something, you better have a solution or some ideas of a solution. And you're not allowed to critique somebody if you're not willing to stand up and do it
yourself.
And
do something about it. Yeah, that's why I ended up running for office the first time, was my wife told me to stop yelling at the TV.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't just sit here. And that's, unfortunately, that's a lot of either people, I don't like politics, and they bury their head in the sand and just want to trust the system. We can't do that anymore.
No.
You have to ask questions and you have to invest. And like Michael said, asking questions, oh my gosh, you have no idea how much just asking a simple question will just trigger, and this whole ripple effect goes and the entire place is blowing up. And now you just got messages saying, I can't believe you're doing this. And I'm like, I was just trying to see what this policy is or why we're doing this, or just common sense stuff.
But oftentimes they forget they work for you, not the other way around. And I've seen that in conversation with some of the Wichita school district school board members. You know, the district administrator, and it's nothing, I don't even think intentional. It's just the institutions themselves have grown accustomed to being, more or less, for lack of a better phrase, being in power.
Absolutely.
And they're not used to having to be held accountable. And I know Robin, is it Perriman? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Yep. She's the other one that we have to get reelected, because otherwise, I know all of you have opponents. I know they're all, you know, KNEA. They're all funded by the institution, the establishment. And if you lose, that's what we'll have. We'll have more KNEA, KASB hacks that'll just rubber stamp whatever the district wants.
Yeah, I didn't take that in consideration at all when I first ran, of like what the majority actually is. Even though I saw, you know, a lot of votes go maybe 5-2, 4-3. I never really considered, you know, what is the majority on the board. And until I got on and I realized, well, wow, this is, you can get up there as a board member and rant and rave all you want, but it all matters on what you vote on.
Right.
And if the vote doesn't pass, well, it doesn't matter. It carries absolutely no weight. And so, yeah, the importance of, you know, our campaign is to, you know, get the three of us reelected, because I promise you, and this is what I've told everybody in Derby, I promise you, your taxes will go up. Number one. Okay. Policies in the classroom will change. Number two, and the work and the accountability and the academic accountability that we've tried to push the last 4 years will go away, because, you know, the people that are running right now, I think they're just, I was kind of disappointed, honestly, that more people didn't run from the other side. I really was.
Taxes is the big one, too. I mean, they will raise property taxes, correct?
It is.
I mean, they'll come out of bond.
They've been trying.
We've heard multiple times. Every time you get an opportunity to, you know, that something maybe needs funded or maybe a new idea pops up, well, we could just raise taxes. Well, no, that's not what we're doing.
So. We're talking with Jennifer Neal and Michael Blankenship, who are running for re-election on the Derby Board of Education. And again, we need Robin Perriman as well to be re-elected. I understand one of the main fights that you've had has been curriculum and math scores and issues like that, that you guys have had to fight to maintain higher curriculum and to keep them focused on what matters. And that's the thing. I mean, this is, again, it comes down to this institutional mindset. But we've seen the same thing at Wichita. We've seen the same thing with other districts. In Goddard, it's been the same problem. I live in the Goddard School District. It's all about the Benjamins for them in many ways, when it should be about the children and getting them to college and career ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the curriculum thing's an interesting topic. I started to go back through our minutes over the years, and I stopped at 20 or 30 or something when of knowing how many new pieces of curriculum that the current board, Jennifer and I, Robin, have approved. You know, I lost track. I just quit counting. You know, but a lot of the teachers in Derby and some of the people in Derby were all stirred up because there was one piece of curriculum that we didn't, you know, purchase. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't think that a majority of the people in Derby would want their taxpayer money going to that company. They made a lot of statements. They're still on their website. And this is the thing, John. I have always strived to never make an accusation, to never make some just outrageous accusation or statement. All I've done is ask questions. And with that curriculum, all I did was get on their website and read their words at a board meeting and just say, what do you think they mean about that? And it was just like what Jennifer said, is these people lost their minds. And this was over 2 years ago. And we said, look, the majority of the board said, we're not going to buy this stuff from this company. Well, guess what? They didn't listen to us. And they brought it back 2 years ago. And it got told no. And people lost their minds over it. So, you know, the curriculum kind of follows like three gates. You know, does it serve our students well? Is it something that our teachers selected? The board doesn't go out and select curriculum. We're not going to do that.
Right.
You know, so yes, it passed that gate. Is it something that the taxpayers want to support? Curriculum is extremely expensive. You know, where that money goes, in my opinion, it does matter. It does matter.
Yeah.
You know, $500,000, that matters. So we asked them about, I believe it or not, sent them a bunch of questions and somebody at their company replied. I have no idea who, you know, but it was basically, you know, get lost. Like, they just repeated a couple of the answers, and I thought, you know, I don't care how big you are. I never accused them of anything. I just said, you said this on your website. Can you explain what this means?
You know, and they sent you some canned answer.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, on their website it said, if I remember right, it said, we believe public education needs to change, and we're going to use our platform in our company, in our curriculum, to make that change. And I said, well, what change do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, and you ask that question, people lose their mind.
Well, hope and change. Yeah. If folks are interested, if they want to support you, if they want to donate, if they want a yard sign, if they want to get behind you, if they want to help, if they want to knock doors or anything like that, what's the best way? And again, it's all three of you. We need to get Robin Perriman, and then we need to get, obviously, the two of you reelected. What's the best way for them to find information on the three of you?
Well, I'm not a fan of social media, especially over the last 4 years.
My wife feels the same way, but it nowadays,
but
it's essential for candidates.
Like
that's right.
We have to use it. That's our platform. We're on Facebook, which my kids say is for old people. So whatever.
I can tell you're reluctant. So
we've got the my site now is Jennifer Neal for Derby School Board.
And that's N-E-E-L, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you're Michael Blankenship, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know that the Central County Republican Party is behind you. I know, obviously, that the Speaker Pro Tem is, and we've got to get the three of you reelected.
And Kansans for Life.
Kansans for Life.
That endorsement is exciting.
In parts of Wichita and Derby, that's a good 5 points right there. So if you need anything, if you need some help, I hope folks reach out to you. I hope they support you, and I hope they find you on Facebook and follow you and support you.
Well, I appreciate that. We definitely need people paying attention and talking. Yep. Talk, ask questions. We have to get engaged.
I wish you guys the best of luck.
Absolutely.
And keep up the good work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.